10,000 USD podcast sponsorship deals. Here's how we pulled it off for one of our clients. Hi, my name is Kai, and I'm the host of the podcast show and the owner of Podguy Media, where we help wellness entrepreneurs increase their leads and sales and monetize their podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to walk you through three things that you have to know if you are ready to explore sponsorship deals for your podcast. But first, I want to set proper expectations, especially for those podcasters or startup podcasters. If you go back to my past episodes, I always talk about foundation. And most especially, knowing who your target audience is, because different target audience, different ideal clients have different problems to solve. And remember, you want to make sure that you know the pain point of your target audience. Otherwise, the content that you would create would not resonate to these people who you want to attract. And that's essential part of closing sponsors, closing deals. And I'll discuss that later. Now, for the three things that I want to share with you, first is if you want to identify if it's the right time for you to explore sponsorship or these kinds of partnerships for your podcast. Okay. And also, you want to consider three things, different sponsorship models or different types of sponsorship models. The first one is CPM based, second one is value based, and the third is affiliate. And I think I have also created an episode about this, but let me just walk you through a bit. So first is CPM based model. CPM based is cost per mil. So cost per mil, this is actually a measure of sponsors if they want to buy an ad spot in your podcast. So CPM is cost per mil. It's equivalent to 1,000 downloads. So if you say, I have one CPM, it means that I have 1,000 downloads per episode. And this is a measure of them. And one CPM is equivalent to a certain industry cost, okay? And if you are already at that stage wherein you are gaining thousands of downloads, then it's the right time for you to explore. I suggest you explore sponsorship deals. Now, what if you're not yet in 1,000 downloads? What if it's less than 1,000? Then you can explore value-based. From the word itself, value-based is basically knowing what you can put on the table for the sponsors and also being flexible with the kind of rate you wanna give them, you wanna offer them. And then the last one is affiliate marketing. So affiliate is basically, you know, the brands giving you a code or a link, a special link, wherein if people buy through that link or that code, you would earn certain amount or certain percentage of the total amount they bought from your link. And in this case, the one that I have explored with our clients, since they are already earning thousands of downloads, is CPM based. And when I saw that it's the right time for us to explore this, I offered this service to them. And then we were the ones who created everything for them, like the outreach, the email templates, also the sponsorship deck, the pricing deck, including hopping on a call with brand owners and, you know, sealing the deal with them. We did everything for our clients because we want to make the experience for our clients very smooth. So at the end of the day, what they only have to do is to just say yes or no if they want to partner with these brands. Now, the second thing that you have to consider when you are deciding for sponsorship deals is your end consumers. Both of your end consumers. Your end consumers are your listeners, okay? They are your listeners. The end consumers of these brand owners, are their buyers. So you have the reason why I mentioned that foundation is really essential when it comes to monetizing your content is because this is actually what they are buying from you. They want to make sure that if we buy an ad spot on your podcast, we want to make sure that there's a high potential that your listeners would buy from us. Now, if your listeners are not a fit with the audience that these brands are serving, then you're just wasting your time. So if you want your content or your podcast to be revenue ready as soon as you can, as soon as you start your podcast, you wanna hone in on your target audience and their pain points. I can't stress that enough because it's really important. Now, going back, you have to really consider that. You do a research of, anyway, when you do a research online, like browse through their website and also their social media platforms, you would understand what kind of audience they are serving. It's in the message. There are indications of what type of audience they are serving. It would reflect on their message, like, if this is for women in their 50s or 30s, it would reflect, okay? And if your listeners are within that age range, like they're women, they're in the age of 30 to 40, and in a specific location, then definitely it can be a good starting point for both of you. Now, another thing that you also have to consider when it comes to sponsors or target audience is the location. Especially if you are reaching out to product-based brands because there's shipping, right? Now, if these brand owners, say for example, they are catering, they are providing or selling services within United States, then you have to make it easy for them to ship the items, okay? If most of your listeners are within the U.S., and actually, there are also different countries and cities, right? So you have to consider that. But you want to make it easy for your sponsors to cater, to provide the products that your listeners might buy. Because if you are residing in the UK and most of your listeners are from UK, and if you really want to work with a certain brand that serves you the US, then it won't work because it would be difficult for them to ship items. So that's why it's really important to consider that. And then this is how you can build relationships with them, like onset of reaching out to them. You already understand that you're not the only one who wants to earn money through their sponsorship deals, right? I want you to understand, this should be a win-win situation for both of you. Like, if yes, you're going to earn money from them buying ad spots, you also want to make sure that they would have a high potential in closing or in making sales. Because otherwise, they would not repeat. They would not buy again from you. And that's what we want. That's why the third one is building relationships with them. Building relationships. You know, I think marketing right now, it has a different dynamics, that it's more of like considering how you can serve even more rather than just take, right? And I love that kind of marketing. I love that kind of positioning. I love that kind of relationship building because it makes you win, it makes you feel good, and also your partners feel good. And if you both feel good, then there's a high potential that you can retain them. And if you can retain them, you don't have to worry about your next sale, right? Because it's your sponsors or your partners who are always going back to you for the advantage that they're getting from what you can offer. And yeah, that's why you have to really hone in on these things, like understanding the common ground between you and your sponsors, if you really want to dig deeper when it comes to sponsorship. And yeah, basically what I'm sharing here is how you can close deals not only once, but how you can make repeated sales. Okay. So building relationships, going back to building relationships, there are a lot of options you can also create for your potential sponsors, but I think that requires a different episode. Right now, what I only want to talk to you about is how you can set the tone so you can have your sponsors feel confident in sponsoring your show. And surprisingly, okay, with the sponsorship media kit that we created for our client, it doesn't have a pricing in it. It doesn't have a price kit inside. So yeah, that might surprise you in my walkthrough audio here, because we did not include that. The goal, the ultimate goal, why we designed it that way is just to give them what they have to see before they decide or before they express their interest in partnering with us. We consolidated this information, which I'm going to share with you in a while. We consolidated first the information that they have to see that are important in their eyes before we finally pitch the cost. And it worked. It worked for us. This is what helped us, you know, make them feel confident and ask or let them express their interest in sponsoring our show. So the sponsorship deck that we created, I actually mapped it out, and it has different phases. Okay, it is a total of 5 phases. Well, the first phase is setting the foundation, wherein, of course, but before you create the social media kit, it should showcase your brand assets, right? Like your, of course, the title of your podcast, your brand colors, the photos of the host. It's really necessary to be in there. And also, it has to have, it should reflect in the first pages of your deck, your mission and purpose. Why? Because going back to what I've mentioned a while ago about building relationships and finding the common ground, it has to showcase the alignment of what you do, the reason why you created your podcast, and why their brand exists. Because if that is already being set at the beginning of them reading the kit, then it would change, or it would definitely have that connection. It would definitely make them feel that, oh, this is an alignment. I would continue checking the media kit. And then the next one is continuing with the connection. This is phase 2, building the connection between you and the brand owners. So it should have, again, how the podcast was created, why was it created, and what's the mission behind that. What kind of mindset do you want to teach your audience? Because again, it should align with their end consumer's behavior. And this also the page wherein you have to introduce the hosts and tell them a bit about the host. Tell a bit about yourself, and make it very authentic. Okay, storytelling. I always say when you are storytelling, you are actually, you know, igniting or sparking certain emotions that allows to build more connection with whoever is reading it. So be very good in just a simple, short, very short, you know, preview of what you do, that showcases, that makes them feel connected with you. That's why it's important that you study the brand first before outreaching, because if you have knowledge about how you can set the connection or build a common ground, it will increase the chances of them, or it will increase the chances of you being retained in their minds. And then phase 3 is proof of performance. Of course, the pages are the stage wherein you show your data, your downloads, all-time downloads, per episode downloads, and then if you have like Buzzsprout, it has a feature wherein it has a podcast predictor, and it's really good to showcase that. You know why? Because if you have podcast predictor and it showcases, like for example, in the next episode, you could probably get 5,000 downloads. It's good in the eyes of the potential sponsors, because they know, they're going to feel confident. Oh, this great number of downloads, it's a great investment. Okay. And then audience data. For the audience data, this is what's really exciting about it, because this is the stage wherein they would really definitely know if it's worth sponsoring. Because again, with what I've mentioned a while ago, your listeners should match the behavior of their end consumers or the people they want to sell the products to. Otherwise, it's a mismatch. You're just wasting your time. And you want to serve them by giving them the people that could probably be their customers. And don't forget this. You have to make sure before you reach out to the brand owner that your listeners would be or that the brand, the product they're selling would be beneficial to your listeners. So you have to make sure that it's going to be a win-win for all of the people involved in the process, most especially to the listeners and to the end consumers, because they're the reason why you created the podcast, and that's the same with them. So you have to make sure that your listeners will also benefit a lot from the product that they're selling. That's why you have to really vouch for the product that you are sponsoring. It's better if you use the product first before you sell it. That's why that's what we do for our clients. Before we agree on creating these partnership with them, we first use their products. Our hosts use their products first. And then if it's a no-go, then sorry, we're going to give them a feedback. Otherwise, it's definitely going to be a partnership. And then phase 4 is social proof. If you have reviews, rankings, it strengthens the confidence of your potential sponsors, because these are user-generated content. Like, for example, reviews. If you have good reviews, you showcase them. Because, of course, it's how the listeners feels about your podcast. So you have to showcase that. And again, it builds relationship it builds confidence with your podcast, with your potential sponsors. The rankings are also, it's important, okay? You can look for your rankings on PodKite. That's P-O-D. P for Papa, O for Oscar, D for Delta, K for Kite, I for India, T for Tango, and E for Echo. PodKite.com. You just have to search for your podcast name there. And if you have podcast ranking, include that in your podcast media kit. Otherwise, it's fine. You can just add in your reviews and other feedback of your listeners. And then the 5-1 is, this is where you can close strong. Don't include the price point yet. Let them ask you. Let them show their interest by responding. And what we included towards the end is just one simple, only one contact detail, and that's the email address. So they won't get confused. Because what would happen if they're really interested to partner with you is they're just going to respond to the email that you left in the kit, and that's what we want. Again, what we are trying to set here, the tone that we are setting here is the confidence first. That's how you build relationship, okay? You don't want to take. You want to first give before you can take. And I think, you know, that's actually very effective, because you're giving them, you're making them feel that you don't need to rush. You can review our details, and our details are all in here. And if you're ready, you can reach back out to us. Anyway, there are follow-up email sequences that we also have here inside PodGuy Media that also help us get responses. But anyway, psychologically speaking, this is what worked for us, because we want to make them confident first before we lay out the price point of our sponsorships. So yeah, what's good about this is, you know, you don't have to build this from scratch, because I saw the need. Just last night, I hopped on a call with a potential client, and they were asking about podcast sponsorship. And what's really funny about that is it's very timely that yesterday was also the same day where I launched my podcast sponsorship media kit creation system. yeah, it's just funny because it's very timely that they were inquiring about it, and I already have a same day that I have launched my sponsorship creation system. And the creation system, this podcast media kit creation system that I created, it's a plug and play podcast media kit. All you have to do is to put in your data, put in some screenshots of the information that are needed to complete the kit, and also the information that are also needed. There are prompts in there that will help you understand what kind of details you would input. So once that you're done creating the kit, you can already send that to your potential sponsors. So everything that I mentioned here is inside that podcast media kit. What's even good about that is you have, aside from the editable file that you have, you will also get the video tutorials. And the video tutorials are divided into how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's divided into 6. And it's each section has 5-minute video tutorials, so you won't be overwhelmed. But in total, it's just 30 to 35 minutes of video tutorial. And the reason why I created this is for you not to get confused on what to do each page. In this walkthrough videos, I explained why it's important to add this kind of element, to add these kinds of information, and so on and so forth. So you can make your podcast media kit very strong. And again, the purpose of it, why we are making it very strong like this, is for your podcast sponsors to be confident in sponsoring your show. Okay, and you will also have a checklist in the document that I'm going to share with you once, if you're interested to get this kit. Okay, so this kit that I created, you know, this is the first time that I'm offering this. I usually offer this for my clients only, but now I'm opening this. I'm sharing this because there is a need when it comes to creating the podcast media kit, or your first, part of the first things that you need for your outreach. And you don't have to do it alone. We already have it done for you. So if you want to have a copy, click the link in the show notes. There are instructions there on how you can get your copy. There's only limited because, again, I only offer this for my clients. I don't offer this much to everyone. And yeah, grab your copy now because it's only until October 8th. And then after that, I will get back to creating this for my clients only. So I guess the last piece of advice that I have for you is to never stop, especially if you're serving a group of audience who really are looking forward to the solution that you can offer. So don't stop. And there are ways on how you can monetize. There are ways on how you can grow your podcast. Just make sure that you're open to learning, open to testing, and eventually you will also get what you want. So yeah, I hope this episode has been helpful. Once again, you can click the link in the show notes, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.